This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Last week, we heard from question boothers about what home meant to them.
Some people said it was a place, others said it was people or a community. But what about people who have to leave their homes, who have to come to a new and unfamiliar place and start all over again?
That's the story of Clarkston, Georgia.
Welcome to the question booth. My name is Dylan Fagan.
And I'm Kathleen Quillian. And we had the opportunity to speak with an incredible local filmmaker, Aaron Bernhardt. Aaron is the producer and co-director of the new documentary, Clarkston. Clarkston, Georgia is the most diverse square mile in the country, now home to over 150 different ethnicities.
The film is in production right now. Aaron and her crew are following 15 subjects and documenting their day-to-day lives in Clarkston.
Yeah, so let's listen in on our conversation.
I always wanted to be a journalist growing up, and in college at the University of Virginia, did a lot of television news and radio news. And then I was deciding between, I really wanted to be just like Christiane Amanpour, an international correspondent, and I didn't know if I should get there through going international or going to local news, because they would both kind of get me to the same point. So I got a job at the ABC affiliate in Augusta, Georgia, and in the Peace Corps in Madagascar. And I chose the Peace Corps. So I moved to Africa, and then we got evacuated. I came home to Atlanta and started working at CNN. So I worked up through production there and ended up being a writer and producer at CNN, and then left to make my first documentary feature film, Imba Means Sing. Really, really exciting how far that film went and how many people it's touched. And it's about the Grammy-nominated African Children's Choir. Another reason why I don't like my voice, because I compare it to theirs. So I made that film. It was the best and worst experience of my life. And so because of the worst parts, I decided I was going to be a one-hit wonder, and that was it. And so I did a few other jobs. I was still kind of missing that storytelling aspect. Once you do it, it's hard to ever not do it. But I had a good work-life balance for the first time in my life, and so that was good. And then when the white supremacist went to Charlottesville this past August, so about a year ago, I went to UVA. I studied civil rights at UVA. So seeing the white supremacists there, people even our own age, like young white supremacists, it just blew my mind in the worst way. And I couldn't accept not spending the rest of my days in this near future, spending all day, every day working to stop the white supremacists from becoming white supremacists. So had been talking with another filmmaker, Joseph East, who's my co-director on this, about doing something in Clarkston. We weren't really sure what, and we had been kind of talking about it for years. We were both really passionate about Clarkston. I first discovered Clarkston over 10 years ago, when I got home from the Peace Corps, I started volunteering in Clarkston with the Fugees soccer team, tutoring the kids. My husband and I, our second date ever, was volunteering in Clarkston. So it's been a really special place for me. And I knew I wanted to tell a story about it, but I didn't know how. So then when everything happened in Charlottesville, it just seemed perfect. Like, the opposite of hate is Clarkston, Georgia. So being able to tell their story is what we decided to do.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about how you started your idea for the film and just, like, decided to go into production? Because you said earlier, you know, you wanted to tell the story, but you just didn't know how.
Yeah, so we looked at, we thought it would be really cool to make a documentary series there, which we still want to do. But we also realized that Joseph and I each had one successful documentary feature film under our belts. So it made the most sense to just do that. So our hope is that this one documentary feature film will be so successful that then someone will have us make a series about Clarkston and or similar places around the country and world, because this story isn't just 90 minutes. I mean, there's just so much more to it. So in August, everything happened. Then in September, I had quit everything else that I was doing to go full steam ahead on Clarkston, which is our working title, and just started spending all day, every day there. So we would shoot a lot, but also I would just spend, you know, 12, 15 hours a day meeting with people and meeting with them at Refuge Coffee, meeting with them in their homes, the community center, the free clinics there, everywhere. Lots of really cool after-school programs. So found over 100 people that had really interesting stories. I mean, there's 13,000 people that live there who all have really interesting stories, but found well over 100 who were interested in sharing those with us on film. So we started chasing all of those. So it was a really tough start because we were just filming so much. And then so that we wouldn't get burnt out, we started narrowing it down to 60 and then 30. And now we have about 15 people that we follow pretty regularly.
Wow. That's incredible. Yeah, there's so many stories to tell that I feel like it must have been very hard.
It's still hard.
Yeah, still hard to cut down to those 15. I love that you're able to feature a place in Georgia where, unfortunately, people had to make a new home. But it seems like there's so much love there and community and strength. And our participants really touched on that when they came into the booth. And when we asked them what home meant to them, it kind of evolved into not such a physical place, but the community and the people who they loved, they were able to build. And I really see that happening in Clarkston.
Yeah, well, I want to go back to one other unfortunate that I thought you were referring to first. So, unfortunately, the reason why Clarkston became Clarkston, so most people, when they meet me, their first question is, how is Clarkston Clarkston? How did this happen? And that's actually an unfortunate story, but it's turned into this really beautiful thing. So, the South is one thing I love about the film is that we're showing this really beautiful, positive human rights, civil rights story coming out of the South, specifically out of Metro Atlanta, which has this rich, beautiful history and past of really amazing civil and human rights coming out of this city and this region. But that all happened because bad things happened, right?
Right.
So one of the reasons why Clarkston became Clarkston is because Clarkston's existed since, I think, 1882. It's been a railroad town, primarily white, for its whole history. It's just nestled right between Decatur, where Emory is, and Stone Mountain, where the KKK was revitalized in, I believe, 1915. So in 1970, Clarkston High School integrated. And a lot of white people did what we call white flight. And a lot of them moved over to Stone Mountain, one town over. And as a few black families and black youth started going to the schools, less and less white people were there. And not that many more other people moved there. And then Atlanta, the metro area, had this boom of development right after that in the late 70s, where just people just built tons and tons of apartment complexes. So in 1980, when the U.S. signed the Refugee Act, every state in America got to decide how many refugees to take and where to put them. And these were Vietnamese refugees. And a refugee is someone who is forced to flee and who the U.S. actually invites to come here. So they're not immigrants, they're refugees, and it's a legal status. So these Vietnamese refugees, many of whom fought with for the U.S. government, with the U.S. government in Vietnam. So they fought for our flag. They came to Georgia, and Georgia decided to put them in Clarkston because Clarkston had lots of empty apartment complexes that were affordable and a community college and a technical college there. And it's just at the intersection of a lot of major highways. So that's one unfortunate that turned into something beautiful. Then the other unfortunate is that these thousands and tens of thousands of people Clarkston has welcomed as refugees from over 150 ethnicities and over 60 countries around the world. So unfortunately, these people were forced to flee their homes, which means that war, persecution, and severe violence was happening to them. So a lot of the kids that we spend time with in Clarkston, their schools were bombed. They've seen bombs. So last night, we watched fireworks for the 4th of July with a lot of these kids, and I was really nervous because it's kind of similar to a bomb, but they got it. They've assimilated, and they're resilient. So these people have come to Atlanta, to Clarkston, and it has become their new home. And not only are they survivors who have survived these horrible atrocities, but they're making Clarkston and our whole region now thrive.
Yeah, and it's so beautiful. It is, like you said, it's upsetting that terrible events had to lead to such strength and community and growth, but it is just so amazing that that's what's happening now in the South, which is so important because I think it's such an important side to show that there's still so much growth coming, slowly but surely.
We'll be right back with more from Aaron after a quick break.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Of the individuals you're following for the film, can you give us kind of the background of any of them?
Sure. So one of them is Mama Amina. She's 89. She's the mama of Clarkston. She'll be 90 on Halloween. So Halloween will mark her 90th birthday and her 10th year in the U.S. She's working really hard on becoming a citizen right now, so we're hoping to film that. You can become a citizen after 5 years here, but it costs, I think, around $1,500, and you have to pass a bunch of tests and everything, interviews. So she hasn't really had time to study for the test because she spends all day, every day, 89-year-old woman, walking around Clarkston helping people. So last night, for example, I was calling her and calling her, you know, Mama Amina, where are you? I want to film you watching the fireworks. And she finally called back. She said, Erin, I'm so busy helping people. So she's amazing. She lost her whole family, her husband, extended family, and her 10 children. She lost to machete violence in Mogadishu, Somalia, in the early 90s. So her way of dealing with that loss is by putting every ounce of energy in her 89-year-old body, which is a lot of energy. She says she feels like she's 21, into helping people. And she considers everyone she meets her child. And that's how she deals with that she lost her real children.
Wow.
So she's one. We have Haval, Dr. Haval Kelly, who has gotten a lot of press attention recently. He was on the front page of the Washington Post a couple weeks ago because he has become friends with a former white supremacist, a guy who was the head of security for the state of Georgia for the KKK, Chris Buckley. And Chris has left the KKK and teamed up with Haval to help heal hate. So we're filming the two of them on that journey, which is really, really incredible. And then we kind of focus a lot on Amina's world and Haval's world and all the people that they touch through their world. So Haval's a doctor. He's a cardiology fellow at Emory, and he really doesn't want to be the exception. He wants to be the rule. So he's working really hard to make that happen. So he started something called the Young Physicians Initiative, which is in Clarkston High School and then a lot of other Title I high schools now across Atlanta, where Morehouse and Emory Med students mentor and have an after-school program for these high schoolers who probably don't have doctors in their lives. Maybe they have a doctor that they go to, but they don't know one socially. So they mentor these young high schoolers and teach them what it takes to get to med school, to become a doctor. They even do – we filmed them doing test ER cases at Clarkston High School. So just – it's just so rich.
Oh, my gosh. That all sounds so amazing, but, like, very hard. Things that are unfathomable, but something so beautiful coming from that. Well – I always like to ask the question that we ask our participants to the people we bring in for these interviews. Erin, what does home mean to you?
I think home, it's so hard. I was born and raised here, and I'm back, and I never thought I would be back here because Atlanta was home, and I have just a really adventurous spirit. So I wanted to just have the world be my home, and that's why I went to Virginia and Africa and then just landed here, and things kept keeping me here. But I don't think it just Atlanta's home. I really do feel like the world is home. I feel just at home in, you know, a mud hut with a tin roof in rural Uganda as I do, you know, with friends and family in Buckhead. And those two worlds are so different. But what they have in common is people I love. So I think home is just being with people you love. I have a puppy now. I guess he's two, so I don't know if he's still a puppy, but
all dogs are puppies.
Yeah. Yeah. Sabo means dude in Luganda. Sabo is definitely home. Just being with him anywhere feels like home. I wish I could take him around the world with me. Because now when I'm not with him, I don't feel home. So maybe that's really how you know what home is knowing what's not home.
That's true.
So yeah. Being without Sabo is not home. So it's interesting. There was a film, I haven't seen it yet, that came out at Sundance this year that a bunch of cities and refugee organizations have been screening that's called This Is Home. And it's about Syrian refugees coming to Baltimore before, during, and after the travel ban.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of an interesting title to go with.
Yeah, definitely. Fame. I bet that's extremely powerful.
Yeah, and one challenge that we're taking is that we don't want our film to be like any other film.
Yeah.
So all the films like This Is Home, we are working really hard to see what stories have they told, and they really tell the journey of coming to America. So we did at first go to the airport and film families just landing in Hartsfield-Jackson and and all of that. But there are other films that tell that story. And so we know that Clarkston is so unique that really no community in the world looks like it. So we want to tell the most unique story possible because we have that opportunity with Clarkston. And we just really want to do justice to the people in Clarkston and make them feel like when they watch our film that it feels like home.
Yeah. I mean, as what the stories you've told already and highlighted, I mean, it's they're all on their own. Like, that hasn't been told. So that's very exciting that you'll be able to tell that story.
Yeah, it is.
We'll have more Question Booth after the break.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So, Clarkston is a square mile in size?
1.4.
It's amazing just inside of that space how much there is to tell. And you've told us a lot of great things about Clarkston, but I wonder, is there anything else that you, for listeners who may not be from Georgia or who may not be familiar with Clarkston before today, is there anything else you'd want them to know about Clarkston?
Well, not only do non-Georgians know about Clarkston, but almost everyone we meet doesn't know about Clarkston. And when I tell people how it's so cool to tell a story that's only 15 minutes from my house, they're like, what? Clarkston's only 15 minutes from Atlanta? Clarkston is Metro Atlanta, but it's definitely its own city. It has its own mayor and its own special, unique sense of everything. Mm. Though Atlanta is a welcoming city as well.
Yeah.
Which
its own
is really
hip mayor. Young mayor.
Yeah, a young hip mayor. Exactly. A millennial mayor. Clarkston was in November became the first city in America with a majority elected millennial body.
Wow.
So the majority of elected officials in the city of Clarkston are millennials. There are also former refugees on city council. There's a former refugee in the police force. And what former refugee means is that they came here as refugees and then they became American citizens. So they're really, but we call everyone in Clarkston new Americans because they are.
Yeah.
And a lot of people there, so we're also doing a workforce development program with the film where we're training people in Clarkston in filmmaking and then paying them to work on our team. And then we'll eventually help them get more jobs in the industry. One of them is Abdul, and Abdul is Ethiopian, but he's never been to Ethiopia. He was born and raised in a refugee camp in Kakuma in Kenya. And he came here 2.5 years ago, and in 2.5 more years, when he becomes an American citizen, it will be his first time ever belonging to a country.
Wow.
Yeah. So talk about home. I mean,
yeah.
This is his first home, and he's 26.
Yeah.
But what else do I want people to know about Clarkston? There's really good food from lots of ethnicities, really good coffee. And it's so welcoming. When we had this situation in May, we had a man who was running for governor. His name's Michael Williams. He had 3%. The 2 days or 3 days before the election, he was at 3%. And so kind of in a last-ditch effort to get notoriety and name recognition, perhaps. I don't know why he did it, but this is what other media outlets are saying. He got a school bus and painted it and called it the deportation bus. And he came to Clarkston. And I don't know how no one told him, but there's really no one in Clarkston to deport because there are no illegal immigrants there. Maybe there are one or two, but I know a lot of people in Clarkston and they're very legal. And we invited them here. So they didn't even come here by choice. They would all much rather be in their home countries than here. But obviously, their homes don't exist anymore in mm-hmm. many cases, or their families. So he brought this deportation bus to Clarkston. A lot of people in Clarkston were really scared because a lot of refugees, there's these incredible nonprofits and agencies and volunteers teaching them their rights. But if some man says, I'm coming to Clarkston, Georgia with a deportation bus, and you hear about a Muslim travel ban and all these things, you're scared. So we went and we filmed the reaction the day it was announced, and then we filmed the actual occurrence. And I would say around 150 peaceful protesters came out in opposition of him, super diverse array of people. And every one of them that actually lived in Clarkston, whether they were white Americans, black Americans, or had come here recently from other countries as immigrants or refugees or migrants or asylum seekers or on special immigration visas, they all actually welcomed him. They even had a sign that said, welcome, Michael Williams. Everyone is welcome here. Haval's mom made him baklava that they ate together. So that's Clarkston. Just welcoming.
Wow. It's great to hear about a community, especially one, like we said, that's so close to Atlanta. And Atlanta is a welcoming place, but that feels like
a whole nother level of welcome.
Yeah.
A level of baklava welcome.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that existed. But now I do.
It was the day before Ramadan, too, so Haval was able to eat it with him.
What's next for you?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got 6 more months of filming, so nothing's next. I'm right smack dab in the middle of production, and it's going really well. It's still really challenging. I would put it in the same category, close to IMBA and best and worst, all at the same time. It's really hard, but it's worth it.
One more thing. Where can people follow along?
Yeah.
We would love that. ClarkstonFilm.com is our website, and it links to all of our different social media pages. And we have a special page with the Metro Atlanta Chamber. They have a new digital platform called Thea. So we have some behind-the-scenes videos up there specifically about our workforce development program, which is really fun. So, yeah, please follow along. We have an email list, and part of how documentary works is if you can find your audience early, then it makes it a lot easier to raise support to continue going. So we would love everyone to join us on the journey now.
That was Erin Bernhardt, We'd like to thank her for speaking with us, and we hope you'll check out her work.
Tell us what you think. Share your stories with us. We love getting your emails. You can send them to thequestionbooth@howstuffworks.com. We're @question_booth on Twitter and thequestionbooth on Instagram.
Yeah, and you can visit us in the booth. We're here in Atlanta at Pont City Market, 12 to 5 p.m., Friday through Sunday.
Kathleen and I wrote the script, I did the music, and the two of us produced the show.
And the special part is you, our listeners and participants. We'll talk to you again soon.
Until then,
see you in the question booth.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.